Chen Rob McGregor welcome you to a place where all kinds of phenomena flourish. Voices whisper, ancient secrets, signs and symbols are abundant. UFOs, ETs, ghosts, and even the dead move about freely. Here we meet authors, researchers, and investigators of the mysterious, the strange, and of the inexplicable anomalies that surround us. Step out of the everyday world and take a journey into the mystical underground.
Welcome to the Mystical Underground. Thank you for joining us. This is Trish McGregor and
Rob McGregor.
And our producer and tech magician, John Posey, the guy you don't see there for. You can go to themysticalunderground.com or make regular blog posts and where you can find out about our books. Among them are Phenomena, Harnessing Your Psychic Abilities, The Secrets of Spirit Communication, Sensing the Future, and Aliens in the Backyard. Our latest book is called Mind-Blowing Synchronicities, the latest science, stories, and research. Trisha's latest novel is White Crows, and Rob's is called Turbas, a story of mysterious beings created through deep meditation. If you're watching us on YouTube, we would appreciate it if you would take a second to click the like, subscribe, and notification button so you never miss an episode. If you prefer to listen to the show, it's available wherever you listen to podcasts. Please subscribe there. Take it away, Rob.
Okay, our guest today is Fur Broca, who is a spiritual teacher, shaman, and author of numerous books. His mission is to share practical spirituality to help people activate transformative processes. He furthers this mission through workshops, seminars, and conferences that he's facilitated around the world for over 25 years. Fur works and lives in Mexico City. His new book is called 8 Universal Laws, Exercises, and Meditations for Self-Realization. Welcome, Fur.
Y bienvenido.
I appreciate this space. I need to confess with all the audience that I'm a little bit nervous because this is my first interview in English, and I promise that make my best for could communicate all the important things. Thank you.
Well, it sounds to me like your English is good.
Okay. So let's, could you start by just talking about your life a little bit, your childhood, and how you came upon this path as a spiritual teacher? What led you here?
Wow, it's a great question. Since I born, I feel like a different boy. I have a different vision. I see all the people in colors, and I have questions, very deeper questions. And in my house, it's a traditional Catholic house in Mexico. So for my grandmother and my father and my mother, it's something be not good with Fer. Something happened with him. And I feel the energies and a big call from the spirituality. Also, I want in one time of my life, I pretend to be a priest because this is the sign that I know to connect with the spirituality. Mm-hmm. So when I was in the college, in the elementary school, I always talking about different items and have different points of interest. I love the angels, the angels, and read about many books. Because my other grandfather was a Mason. I don't know if it's in English. Mason.
Yeah, you know? Oh, Mason. Okay.
Mason.
Okay.
A Mason.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this grandfather that calls Fernando Broca also tell me about the reincarnation and the reading of the signs of the world and call me about the divination arts. And I love to speak with my other grandfather from my father, and this space was very rich for my soul, because in this company of that big person, I could explain all the questions that I have, And some days my grandfather listened to me and teach me about different things. Since I was very, very child, I see around the people the auras and have premonition dreams and have information for the people. Sometimes only I see one people and I feel information. And when I was a child, I don't have any filter, to tell the things. And so I say the things that like I feel and have a very big troubles because sometimes this kind of information, it's not easy to understand for other people. Uh-huh. And then when I have around 15 years, I begin to practice meditation and to make a deep study from healings techniques with our hands, with my hands, sorry, and begin a very, very deep find to these kind of things. And the problem was that I can to use a very important level of energy, but without any conscious. I'm a younger, I'm a teenager. I open an astral portal in my house that comes with very, very problems for all my family. I don't know what happened. I only feel and see dead people and speak with angels and with guides. And all my parents and my persons support me, can't understand anything. And they believe that I'm a little bit crazy and go to the psychologist and a psychiatrist and a therapy. And this was a very confused time. In this time, I decide to give up paso atrás. Step back. Sorry, I have at my
no, wife, that's all right.
He's helped me with
is that Victoria?
Yeah, it's my dictionary, my dictionary.
Okay.
So I want to need to take a step away, step back, uh-huh, and separate me to the spirituality. But this is really impossible because spirituality is my life, is that I eat, that I feel, that I am, and very, very next, I begin to study with other persons that teach me about how can I manejar,
drive,
sorry, that I drive my abilities. Begin to come very slowly to really understand what happened when the things that I see and how is the best way to use for the benefits of other people. And in this age, around when I was 18 years, a very important person in my life, a shaman in the jungle of the south of Mexico, called me. And this is for me a newborn, because when I arrived with him, she moved all my mind and all my conception of the reality. And he began to speak me about, I'm not a bad person. The healing abilities and the vision, it's not a punish of the forces divine. It's an opportunity to help. And in the shamanism that I practice since this time until now, I can open my eyes and my heart to begin to use all these abilities and put at the service of the best way for the persons and the humanity.
Yeah. How did you come in contact with the shaman?
It's a great history. I'm study the university. I begin the university in a small place of near of the Mexico City, and someday one of my students I begin to teach about meditation and astral travels. Since I was very young, And one of my students one time called me by phone and tell me, Fer, it's a very strange people out of my house ask me for you. And I don't know if I can open the door or not open the door. And I believe I'm grow in Mexico City. And I tell you, don't open the door. I don't know who is him. Maybe it's a little bit dangerous. But if this person wants to see me later, I go to your home. And around 3 hours later, because I want to go to the school, arrive at the house of this student. And some person that I never have been before be a very big person, white person in Mexico. Most of the people are dark skin. Mm-hmm. And this is not a traditional Mexican people. Sit in the room of this woman and tell me, oh, my dear brother, I was waiting for you. I feel I don't know who are you, what do you want. In Mexico, we have a lot of scare for many things that happen. So we are a little bit
standoffish.
Standoffish?
Yeah, sort of atrás.
Yeah, this. And this man that are a very important person in my life, tell me, some shaman, grandfather shaman are calling to you, and he sent me to ask for you and to give with me at Chiapas. It's the south of Mexico.
Right.
And of course I tell, no, I don't know who is him. I can't have my parents' permission. I'm a student. No, definitely no. And he make a very extreme transformation. He put very very angry, and tell me, you should go now. No, I don't go. He's very important a person, and he's called, and you need to go now. So I tell, no, I don't go now. I need to think about this and ask permission and make all the different precision things for make mm-hmm. the trip. And if she want to see me, I go later. And the reaction was very bad. I can't believe that you are an idiot person. You don't know who is him and his call. It's an opportunity of your life. So I decide to stay, knowing this time. And around 2 months later, when I have vacations from my school, I go to Chiapas, and this man that comes at the home of my student tell me that if it's my real mission, when I go to a very little town that calls Sinacantan, and I walk in the mountain, in the kind of jungle, mm-hmm. the man that it's called me find me. So are very, very strange. But around 2 months later, I go to Chiapas and I go to this small town and I ask for the big shaman. Nobody knows. Nobody have any information. For me, was what happened. But I decide to trust, and we walk around the a little mountain. It's like a hill with many trees. And when I was climb and walking, I ask if someone want to see me. I'm here. I believe that nobody make me a response. But from the highest of the trees, I feel a pick. Un golpecito.
Something poking you.
Someone's poking you.
Uh-huh.
And when I see, it's a big man with a big belly, very, very big belly, in a rama, in a branch of the tree, with your mouth spit me watermelon seeds. And I see what happened with you. And this man that I never seen before, tell me, I'm waiting for you. What happened with you? Now you follow me and with all your very, very belly body, get back to the tree and walk, and I'm walk behind him, and I have the great opportunity that walk behind him for around 12 years.
Wow.
He's my great, great teacher from the shamanism and from other things in the life.
Is he still alive?
So, no.
No.
I can't say that he died, because he not died like we understand, but he have the transition around 13 years ago.
And do you still feel him around?
Sorry?
¿Está ahí contigo?
Yeah. Some days when he want to tell me a very important thing, go, and your voice, it's always with me. Sometimes I feel like a Jedi when the master appears.
Right.
When I need from him, sometimes he comes and sometimes not comes. But when I need to know some message from him to me, always send me the message.
Okay. Interesting.
That's interesting. So let's get into the universal laws. Let's just be very general. What are the universal laws, and how did you find them or pursue them?
I was teaching for around 25 years. In this time, I have a very deep compromise with spirituality, because I think that spirituality it's the seal of the real change. Mm-hmm. So when I decide to dedicate my life at spirituality, I take the compromise to visit and know about all the different way to spirituality. So I travel around more than 100 countries.
God.
And I visit the fountains of the knowledge in Japan, New Zealand, Morocco, all around the world. So when I travel, I always learn many things about different ways. And for me, all the ways that include the love and the compassion are good ways. Maybe some are more near at my heart, others are not near, but all are very valid. So someday, around maybe 4 years ago, I want to make a list about the most important things that I understand in all my travels and in all different ways. And in my mind, I make six laws for make a conference. So I begin to write and write and write, and maybe two days before I begin, I have 69 universal laws. I think this is so much. I need to make some more easy. And I begin to clean this first list and put in three columns of very important. One, that the laws was easy to learn and practice, because it's many universal laws that are very confused, and you need years of training for understand and for apply. Second, that these laws can be used in the natural life, in the common life, not laws that if you want to go to a big mountain, I take a dragon and make a soup with the dragon and take... No. Things that every person can use in your life. And the third one is that these laws have a very results in our life. That if I practice, I have a result, positive result in my life. So I was cleaning these laws, and I finally condensed in 8 laws. And these 8 laws are provenient. They come from different traditions. Mm-hmm. Some come from the Egypt and the knowledge about the foundation of the universe. Others comes from shamanism. Mm-hmm. Others comes from Tao. Others from Buddhism or Hinduism. And I make a tejido. I weaving these different laws for have a continuity uh-huh. and a order for you can find and understand the first, and the first be part of the second, and second for mm-hmm. the third. And this is the way that I make this great book.
Huh.
So the first one about oneness, I think that's a very important one for our times right now, because people seem like they're more in opposition of each other than coming together. And I think understanding that we are all one is very important. Could you talk a little bit about that?
I have a question. By being one, are you talking about we're all connected? Estamos conectados?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, do you want to speak about the oneness law?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the first, it's important that the people know that when you're talking about a universal law, it's mm-hmm. universal, not for mm-hmm. some persons. It's for all the persons in all the times in all the world.
That's
so
it.
Many cultures and spiritual traditions speaking about these laws in different way. For example, in North America, in the Anunnaki, Anunnaki, no. It's the persons that lives in Utah. It's a traditional people, Anasazis.
Oh, Anasazis. Okay.
Anasazis, yeah. Anasazis. Yeah, and other different natives, people of U.S. speak about the great spider grandmother, and this spider grandmother make a little hilos, little threads to connect all the creation. Mm-hmm. In other parts of the world, speak about a red line that connect with all the souls that are important for us. Other traditions speak about one only island than grow up for the big ocean, and in this island, all the beings, all the different kind of creation be connected forever. Mm. So this law, it's a very deep concept, and in our times, I think that we need to listen and introduce and live this concept, because talk about the importance that feel that the other, it's a part of me. Mm-hmm. And when I'm be very hard with other, I'm be very hard with me.
Right.
And when I make some wrong and damage a other person, other town, other woman at our big Mother Earth, we are make me the damage at me, at myself. So the very difficult point in our times is that I believe, like a shaman, that most of the person are asleep. Sleep not in your bed, but sleep in your mind, sleep in the darkness, sleep in the very superficial mm-hmm. Part of the life. And most of the people are grace people that only believe in have money and in go to work and uh-huh. have power and more power. And all the people that are asleep make a big wall, imagine wall, that this wall separate one to the others. So I am a man and I'm separate from the women. I am a Muslim and I'm separate for the Jewish. I am a human and I'm separate for the carrots or for the dogs or for the trees. And the universal law of oneness tell us it's not walls. It's an inventive part of our mind. We are all together. For me, it's a very powerful image that I have when I think in Noah's, in the Diluvio. What's the name of Diluvio? You know, the Noah and the Diluvio Universal, when water comes to the earth and... No?
But what's it?
In Noah's, in the history of Noah's,
Noah
comes a big
Noah,
water.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What's the name of this big water that put all the world behind the water?
Well, it was a flood.
Flood?
Fue un flood. Okay. Estás hablando de Noah, right?
De Noah, del diluvio.
Yeah, flood.
Yeah. In Spanish, it's diluvio. Yeah?
Okay.
Universal diluvio. So, when I think about Noah and only one ship will save all the species, all the different species, I think that the humanity must think that this ship is the Earth. We don't have other ship. We only have one ship for all, from the people that are very nice with you, and for the people that think different to you, and for the little spirits in the nature, and for all the animals, and for the rivers and the mountains. So, for me, it's important that the message of unity could be mixed with that history, with only one ship. And in this ship are all together. And if this ship have the possibility of transcend and grow up, it's because oneness, all put a little part of your intention or your attention and your soul in the possibility to make a good for all.
Yeah. So it's a metaphor, is what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. I think in this idea of oneness is something that's across all cultures of the world. For example, in Hinduism, there is a myth of Indra's net, where this vast net across the cosmos, one tug on this net is filled throughout the cosmos. And that's just another, way of saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in Hinduism, talking about the Atman, and this is a very big net that preserves all the different forms of life.
Mm-hmm. It's like your mandala. That's the wholeness.
This, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good sign for the...
I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the principle of generation and what how it's different from the principle of resonance. They're very close together, but there is a difference.
Yes. The generation for me is that each person can be responsible, self-responsible about that any person in the world are irradiating energy. And this energy that all persons comes to radiate, it's making part of the reality that we seen. If the persons are very simple persons, I tell you, when you radiate and smile, most of the times you receive and smile. Maybe you find a very toxic person and don't happen. It's possible. But in the usual moments of the life, you can the same response. So if we can translate this to the energy codes, all the feelings and all the knowledge and the things that you are feel inside you are make an, a big pulsation and like a drum,
boom,
right. Boom, boom, and all this energy becomes a part of the reality. Mm-hmm. So when we want to generate a good life, or when we want to generate a good partner for our life, or a house, or whatever person needs to generate, that all persons need to understand that these things that happen out of you begin inside.
Inside, yeah. Yeah, you're talking about manifestation.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a manifestation, but it's not, I don't believe that this kind of manifestation that only repeat 345, 345, and I have a car.
Yeah.
Only prender una vela. Turn a light.
Right.
You know? And a handle, and so that your life comes very different. I believe that the manifestation is the last of the parts of the generation law. Mm-hmm. And first, we need to practice and compromise with the generation of the very important things. And the last part is manifestate and comes to a relation with these kind of things.
So are you talking in terms of beliefs?
Yes.
Okay. So what you believe creates what you experience. Is that true? Lo que crees es que...
Not necessary.
Not quite.
Not necessary.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes the persons can be confused. And I believe that I'm an Olympic athlete.
No.
But if I never be exercised in my life for my beliefs, and if I don't make my entertainment,
right,
I never be an athlete. No? But in a very deep order of ideas, I think that the things that we really believe, that the things that are very inside of us, that these kind of things repercute, have effects in our reality.
Yeah, okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, it's not just a belief, it's how you work with the beliefs.
Is this?
Yeah.
It's
okay.
The beliefs is a part of,
right,
of the irradiation of the each soul, yes.
Right. Okay.
So how does the principle of resonance then come out of the principle of generation? I mean, how do they work together?
Yeah, the generation, the energy, it's in you, and you express and make a repercussion in the reality.
Mm-hmm.
In the resonance, it's more easy to work, because when you usually live in a level of energy, you simply attract different things at your life. For mm-hmm. example, when I when you make me the invitation from the interview, and I feel at both, I feel resonance. We are persons that have different ideas, and we connect with a deep form. Mm-hmm. This is resonance. When you go to the world with your faith inside, and when you be an honest person with values, usually you attract persons that more or less lives in this same frequency. You understand me, no?
Yes.
So when you put in use the generation law, you need more effort and more concentration and more energy. But when you could be a power in this first law, the resonance begin to fluent more easy. Mm-hmm. And the work is that the big machine, that it's the universe, work for our us, mm-hmm. not that need to push, only begin the movement and then wait for all the energy conflute about you.
Right.
About each one. Yeah.
How does synchronicity, conoces la palabra?
Yes.
Okay. How does that work? with what you with these laws?
The synchronicity.
Yeah.
The synchronicity, it's a combination between generation and resonance.
Okay.
And the synchronicity is when different points that seems separate begin to have a, like a dance, a very nice dance, and confluence in one point. So for me, the synchronicity is the voice of the universe. Tell us and remember us the life, it's more easy. All could be happened by good things. You could be happy. Don't be all the time fighting all the persons in the world. You can't understand that the movement of the big creation, it's a dance with the movement of your owner creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You tell a story in your book that to me was a very good synchronicity that happened to you. You were in a situation somewhat similar, somewhat desperate situation where you needed money right away for something. And so you went to a pawn shop to see if you could get some money. And the woman, she looks at you and she says, come back into my office. You went back there with her and she just gave you the money. She didn't even want anything. And you couldn't understand what was going on, why she just gave you the money. And then you find out that she was one of your students, that you had helped her out with something. You didn't take the money for her. So that was a very, very nice synchronicity I saw.
Of course. I believe in the book, I speak about karma.
Uh-huh.
It's other law. And this is maybe the answer for this kind of synchronicities. In my life, I have a very clear values. And I think that when you dedicate your energy to be a good person with other persons, the universe have a notebook and put, today Trish was a good act. And then when you need it in other part of the world, in other time, the universe tell, she have a bonus. Go. Pay the good things now.
That's pretty cool. How did you meet Victoria?
Sorry?
¿Cómo conociste la su mujer? Your wife. How did you meet Victoria?
Who is Victoria? Sorry.
Isn't that the woman who's translating for you, your wife? Su esposa?
My wife.
Yes.
My wife, it's not named Victoria.
Oh, Victoria, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't know who is Victoria, but thank you, Victoria. Kisses for you. But my wife's name is Katia.
Oh, Katia, okay. Sorry, sorry, Katia.
No,
lo siento.
Okay. I have a very nice love history because we find us in the first time around 20 years ago. She asked me to clean the energy of your home, and I go to work and clean the energies and make a canalization for she, and then he begin to my student to study with me, and pass around 10 years, each one in your life, and then in other movement of the big life, we see with a different find and look the deeper, and then decide to be together. So in the time we are friends, I'm your
¿cómo se dice trabajador?
I'm worker there for a day for she. Uh-huh. It's my only job that that my only chief that I be in my life. It's my wife. So it's a very nice history, and she's also a very spiritual person. She loves to work with the earth, and we share very very deep laws in our life.
That's pretty cool.
So let's talk a little bit more about karma. And you mentioned something I hadn't heard of before related to karma, that there are three generators that create karma. I think intention is one, and action and situation. Can you talk about those?
Of course.
How that works, yeah.
I understand. I read about karma many years, but in one travel that I go to the India and have a very special moment in my life that I being in samadhi state. It's like an enlightenment moment in Arunachala. I find a very, very, very special person that it's a sadhu. It's the name of the monks of the Hinduism, a sadhu that be behind, desde abajo, ¿cómo se dice? Below a tree. Under a tree. For 40 years, under a tree.
Wow.
And this person, when I make a darsan is a contact, a spiritual contact with him. He speak maybe Hinduism. I don't speak Hinduism, but our souls find. And when I work with him, I can understand the karma, because I talk with you in confidence. I suppose that all be in friends, that I have a problem with my mom, a spiritual problem with my mom. And when I have this moment, this man, the energy of this man, show me my relation with my mom in many, many, many lives.
Huh.
And in a fact, I can see different movements about one and the other in different lives. Be together, but sometimes I was the bad man, other times she was not good, and this mix of things. So in this moment, I can understand the karma. Not like a punish, not like a very bad thing. I understand that the karma is the consequence of all our acts. Uh-huh. And this is very peaceful for me, because don't be afraid of karma. I begin to have a good relation with karma. So the karma have three points of departure. One point of departure of the karma is the karma that our parents and our ancestors give us. If we come from a family that it's a more or less good family, we have different opportunities that if we comes from a family very toxic or very enferma, ¿cómo es?
Sick,
very sick family. So this is the first one. The second one is the divine karma. And it's very, very small, but very, very important.
Wait, what did you call? What kind of karma? The what?
The divine.
Oh, the divine. Okay, divine karma.
Divine karma, yeah? Uh-huh. And this is very special things. For example, some illness that we need to pass in this life, or some accidents on some person. It's very small, but very important in our lives. Mm-hmm. And this karma relation with our good karmas in other lives, or the things that we are making in the evolution, the circle, in the evolution sphere, no? And the third karma, that it is the most important for me, is the karma that comes from our decisions. I always tell people, you have a little karma that can't move. It's a very small. But most of the things that you do each day, it's your karma. If you be honest, you have a karma. If you self-care with your body, you have a karma. If you eat an apple or a chocolate, you make a karma. If you pay your deudas,
debts,
you make a karma. if you are a good person, make a karma. So for me, it's important that the people don't believe that the karma is separate.
Uh-huh.
The karma are making each day with our words, with our acts, with our things. Not, I don't know if this is the question, Rob, that you asked me.
Yeah.
I have a question. What is the karma between an apple and a piece of chocolate? That worries me.
The apple could give us more energy, pure right. energy. And the chocolate is delicious.
Okay.
Maybe not so healthy.
Okay.
Most of the things, I prefer chocolate.
Yeah.
You understand me.
Right. Things. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about one of the other points that I think a lot of people who might be listening to this interview would be interested in your thoughts on some of the keys that to be able to generate the reality they want. Everybody wants, you know, to
certain things
to achieve in their life. And I think you have some keys that can help them.
Yes, of course. One of the most important keys is the attention.
Mm-hmm.
The attention is our capacity to put our energy in one point.
Uh-huh.
Most of the persons in our days don't have any attention. They are speaking in the phone, writing in computer, listening radio, mm-hmm. make up a letter, and your attention is in any place. When I see at the voice of our times, this voice can have attention maybe 1 minute, 2 minutes, and that's all. But the attention for our ancestors, the attention for the original persons in all around the world are a deep attention. When the people begin to use the power of your attention of him from mm-hmm. himself, could be that the energy increase in your field of energy. So one key is put your attention in the things that are really important.
Mm-hmm.
Not put attention in things that it's not important. If I'm here with you, all my attention is with you. If I need to take a decision, when I need to take a decision, my attention is here. But if I want to take a decision 6 months later and I put my attention now until 6 months, that is a very bad idea. This only gives us suffering and anxiety. Yeah. So attention is first one.
So you're talking about being present.
Being present.
Yes. Okay.
Being present is part of the attention.
Uh-huh.
It's not all, but it's part of the
right.
attention. And I classify the attention in 3 levels. Baja.
Low
attention. It's put your attention in negative victimism, problems, notice. All of these kind of things that don't apport anything at your life.
Mm-hmm.
Second, it's a middle attention. And middle attention is to be here in the present with all my energy in this moment. And the high attention, that it's to begin to feel compassion, thinkings, love feelings for all the world. So when you are when I'm be here in this interview, I'm talking with you, but I thinking and this message can be help for many persons,
mm-hmm.
can use to move on, make an answer for many persons. This is high attention. Always be at the service of a big, bien mayor. For a bigger good, for a bigger... greater good.
A greater good.
So, other key, if you are okay, I talk about yeah. 4 or 5
yeah.
keys.
Sure.
Other key is the intention. Okay, the intention for the shamanism are and a very, very, very important thing. Intention is the place that comes all our acts. in my intention, it's only in myself. Nobody can know my intention, only I. And the intention is that be able to recognize that the part of you that is the seal to grow up and become in an act. For example, when a person help other person, the act could be, I help you, but the intention could be, you are not able to be by yourself and I need to rescue. And this is a different intention that you are able to make all the things, but I want to support you because I love you. And the same act have two different intentions and have two different results. The intention in our times are a little bit darkness.
To say the least.
Glory, yeah. Glory, because I listen many persons. I work for my family, but never pass time with your family. I listen many persons. I be this job because I really love you, but all the times are telling bad things about this job. So the intention need to be coherent with our act. And for me, the intention, it's necessary to clean, to polish the intention. Sometimes we make things and forget to see what is the real intention. When the people get married, what is the real intention? Uh-huh. When the people go to travel, what is the real intention? When the people begin to read a book, what is the real intention? Some person read a book because it's a moda, como se dice? It's fashion to read this book. But I don't have the real intention to understand, to learn, to appreciate all the information of the book. So,
in other words, the intention has to be honest.
Of course, honest and coherent. Coherent.
Right, coherent.
The person, always. So, Trish, many times the people don't recognize your real intention. Most of the times, the people make things and forget what is the intention, the real intention that are the seal for things. Yeah?
Makes sense.
Other key, questions, it's the power of seeing. Wait, I'm thinking in Spanish and I need to understand in English. The third thing, it's the level of consciousness. If you have a low level of consciousness, your manifestation or your reality, it's very hard to broken this sphere of negativity. You need to practice and working with your level of consciousness.
In other words, elevated.
Elevated.
Yeah.
And level of consciousness, it's not in university, it's not only reading books, it's not speaking or taking conferences. The level of consciousness begin when each one comes to reflect in ourselves. When the persons have time, if we don't have time, we can't use all the potential in ourselves. We are only like a robot and automatically acts all the time. So we need to stop. We need to see. We need to understand. We need to reflect inside of us. So the level of consciousness be increased when you have time to know yourself, when you have time to be in meditation, when you have time to go to the ocean and only see the ocean, when you have time in the forest, also when you have time with your dog or your cat or your horse, because sometimes these spiritual animals help us to see a different point of view and discover us a different world.
That's true. We have a dog and four cats. Each one's got a point of view.
So do you spend much time in meditation?
Yes, I am a very disciplined meditating person, and I teach also about meditation.
Okay.
But I discovered that it's not only the technique meditation, because I retake the all the past points.
Okay.
You can be on la la la, and you are thinking in the supermarket. So this is not meditate. Or you can put the very precious position of yoga with your legs in your head, but your heart is not in peace. So for me, meditate can meditate walking in the street. We can meditate only ¿cómo se dice bordar? Knitting or past time with in our garden,
right,
making a soup. Mm-hmm. So I'm meditating 3 times each day, but only around 8 to 12 minutes. But in these 12 minutes, I am absolutely meditating. I'm coherent meditating. My intention, my attention, my conscience, my presence are in meditation.
Yeah. So that's
the problem I had with meditation, was just sitting there. It's like, no, I can't. I don't want to do that. Yeah. I like your idea of you go to a beach, you walk in the woods, you know, whatever, spend time with your dog.
Well, writing is a meditation too.
Yeah, writing is a meditation. That's true.
That's right. Yeah.
Some books are meditation. Some books are.
Yeah, some books are not.
Not meditation. But
the act of writing can be a meditation.
Of course.
Yeah.
We need to remember that the practice of meditation that becomes to Hinduism from 7,000 years ago, it's not to sit and put your fingers in this position and tell Om. The meditation could be clean a glass or polish something, or only breathe with your open eyes in a sky view. You can make other things of meditation. You can chant. You can dance. You can move your body like Qigong or Tai Chi. You can listen to music. So it's many, many, many kinds of meditation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So someone told me years ago that the best time for me to meditate is 4 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't think that was a very good idea at the time, because I really like to be get the sleep, because I would have to get up to go to work. But now in more recent years, every day I wake up naturally at 4 o'clock. I don't get up. But that's the time when I'm awake for an hour and I meditate. And for me, chanting is what works. Usually the Om Mani Padme Hum, repeating that.
Nice. Mantra.
Yeah.
For sometimes in Occident, we listen to the teaching of the Orient and forget that these monks don't have a job, don't have Mary, only need to dedicate all your life to meditate. So for they are very nice to wake up at 4 a.m. and meditation.
Yeah.
But in our lives, in the big cities or in the towns, we need to find correct ways to be in this kind of energy, but in different methods. For me, it's very important that the spirituality can be applied in the common life. I don't teach spirituality for persons that could be in the big top of the mountains, a persons that only eat vegetables.
Right.
I teach spirituality for all the people that have problems and need to pay taxes and they to drive a car. This is the new meditation in our times. This is my point of view.
Yeah. Okay, we're coming to the end of our hour. I'd like to ask you one more.
This is great.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you one more question. Which of these universal laws has brought the greatest benefit in your life to you?
This is very, very difficult question for me. It's one of the laws that's called Olin.
Okay.
It's provided from the Mexico antique languages that's called Nahuatl. And Olin, it's a universal law that calls about fluent with the life. Mm-hmm. Understand that the life have moments and have cycles. And when you understand this law, you can have the chance to stop to fight with the life. Mm-hmm. A very special thing is that this law, I understand, behind the rain, in the jungles of Mexico, making rituals with drums and with a big fire. But I finished to comprehend this law. See, surfs in Hawaii.
Huh. Because now, how do you say it? Olin?
Olin, yeah.
Olin, okay.
Olin, yes.
Yeah.
Because when I was in Hawaii, I practiced my meditation only see the surfs. Surfers.
Uh-huh.
And when I see these women or men waiting for the right
wave
and only being in the sea with patience and with love, I think these guys are meditating with
me. Yeah, right. That's interesting.
He feels the ocean. He can feel, he connect with the law of oneness. She connect with the unity of the ocean and can wait and wait for the perfect wave and then take the wave out and go with the wave. So this is the sensation of the all-in.
Rob, you used to do that while you windsurfed.
Sorry?
He used to be a windsurfer. It's the same type of,
right.
It's different because it's the wind.
It's the viento, but instead of...
It's the same. And many other things. When you walk in a forest and you begin to be part of the forest show you the way. Mm-hmm. When you are in a very deep state inside of you and you can have the patience for wait for the answer comes by naturally. So the all-in could be a very big law to teach us understand that the life it's like the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Some days are good sun. Other days, you don't move in the ocean. You need to respect that this is not my day. And other times, you need to wait. And when the correct waves, the synchronicity waves come, you take it and enjoy it. And when the wave finish, don't worry. Don't precious. Only be grateful with this wave and go to the line and wait for another time.
Huh.
Without desire, without suffering, mm-hmm. only wait. And this law, it's one of the most difficult to apply in our lives because our mentality, Occidental mentality, tell us you must do it. You'll be the first all the time. Serve your time. You need to make your best. Be competitive. Win. Success. So the all-in, it's not used in this kind of life because all the person have good moments, very important points in our life. Another that it's down moments, not happy moments, and also in these difficult spaces, we need to be a spiritual persons.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you that probably doesn't have anything to do with Olin, but you reminded me of it. Do you believe that hurricanes are conscious?
Sorry, repeat me.
Do you believe that hurricanes, huracanos, are conscious.
The hurricanes? The hurricanes, the yes. fires, of course.
No, no, the hurricanes, con el viento y
los
rain.
Huracanes, yeah. The tornados and hurricanes.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
I think that this natural phenomena mm-hmm. are part of the creation and are part of unity with all the creation. Mm-hmm. Only one thing. I believe that the persons when make a vibration in scare or make a vibration of odio,
hate.
The hate and the scare, it's a alimento, it's a they feed these uh-huh. phenomenons.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's an interaction between the Mother Earth
right.
and ours. In Mexico yeah. City, the earthquakes mm-hmm. are very common, and most of the times, the people connect with the earthquake in September, and people begin to, it's September, the earthquake comes, and the earthquake comes. And for me, like a shamanist, don't invite an earthquake. Please forget that it's September.
Right, yeah. That's like hurricane season here in Florida, six months, June to December.
The same. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Wow, this is great. Please tell people where they can find your website and your book.
This is my book.
Okay.
Universal Laws.
Okay.
You can find in Amazon and in many bookstores.
Okay.
If some people want to follow me, could be in my page or in YouTube, Fer Broca. Fer Broca.
Fer Broca. It's a name on YouTube also.
Yeah, it's my name on YouTube. And I really appreciate Rob and Trish. Your time,
you're great though. I could sit and talk to you for hours. I love this.
Maybe we can make a second part later.
Yeah, we should.
That would be good.
About other important things that
that would be wonderful.
But that would be good. Yeah.
Well, stay in touch. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate.
Yeah, enjoy.
I believe that my English can reflect the language of the heart.
Your English is good. Believe me, I know. I used to teach Spanish, so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thanks for joining The Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.